This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the men and women over-the-road drivers out there getting it done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from the undergroundusa.com website, Frank Salvato. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Cap.
They were waiting for you because the guys that are going to be in the boat parade got their boats over there ready to go. All right, thank you. There we go. The guys over there got their boats. They got them on the trailers ready to go. Going to go launch them so they can get out there early. I guess we're going to have 1,000 boats in a boat parade for the Lightning.
It's a beautiful thing. When you win a world championship, you need to celebrate.
Right. Are you ready? Speaking of celebrating, are you ready to say the Pledge of Allegiance?
You bet.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Donald Trump went to Dallas. Donald Trump watched an MMA match Saturday night. Donald Trump gave the keynote speech at CPAC Sunday. Here's part of what he had to say.
We owe our country nothing less than that. Our glorious American inheritance was passed down to us by generations of American patriots who gave everything they had, their sweat, their blood, and even their way of lives to build America into the greatest nation in the history of the world. And we are not going to let it be taken away from us by a small group of radical left Marxist maniacs. We're not going to let it happen. We will protect and defend our cherished American legacy and freedom for ourselves, for our children, and for every future generation. My fellow Americans, our movement is the greatest in American history, and it has just begun.
Well, how about that?
Well, he hit on all the right points. This is the way most of America feels today, is that they're being controlled by a small group of radical Marxists who are off the rails and just have happened to find control again in the United States. Of note there is that he wasn't talking about himself. He was talking about a movement.
Right.
So even though he got, I think, 70%+ in the straw poll coming out of there, DeSantis coming in a distant second with 21%, and everybody else under 1%.
Correct.
That's telling. He leaves the door open for the narrative there that he is going to be kingmaker and not someone who is going to throw his hat in the ring again. I can't say that he won't, but I think he does a lot more good for the country if he is the kingmaker, slating 20, 30, 50, 100 endorsements that takes Washington by a wave of change. You know, he's already made history. If he goes the act of making the kingmaker, mm-hmm. think Mayor Richard J. Daley in Chicago for the tenure of his life,
right.
Then his legacy is much more than just a presidency.
Well, I believe, and we've had the comment made in the chat room by a couple of people, that he is going to sit back and do exactly what you say, because he's not going to do anything until they get a majority in the House and the Senate in 2022, and then he might make up his mind to do something.
Yeah, you have to look at he's a businessman, so
right.
You have to look at effectiveness, benefit, and what can be achieved. And, boy, what he can do stewarding a movement rather than just a four-year term is enormous.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
So I'd rather see him take the long game on this one than the short game, because he can, everything that he just said in that speech, combating every evil that he just said in that small clip,
mm-hmm.
he can achieve over the long game permanently instead of having the pendulum just swing back to the right.
You are so right when you say that, and I'm talking to Frank Silvato from the Underground USA.com website. Go over there, check it out. Check out his podcast. It's over there, too. Well, I got to mention this real quick because we're going to be talking about, obviously, CPAC, or not CPAC, I'm sorry, Cuba here in the next segment. But Denver police made an arrest last night of 3 men and 1 woman after a hotel housekeeper discovered 16 guns, over 1,000 rounds of ammunition, and body armor. And thank God she discovered that.
Yeah, something was going to happen, especially with one of those people there saying, I think he had gone through something that was emotionally traumatic, and he said that he wanted to go out in a blaze of glory.
Overlooking the ballpark.
Yeah, something was going to happen. And probably the All-Star game, but something was going to happen.
Yep. Well, thank God it got stopped, at least as far as we know it did. Okay, we'll be right back with more. Frank Silvato, the UndergroundUSA.com podcast. Kathy's going to say something to you, and we'll be right back after the break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Alrighty, and that's a combined total of the internet plus the broadcast folks there. And that happens to upset MSNBC and CNN every now and then, too. By the way, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, and Tampa Bay, as well as up and down the East Coast, the Midwest, and all the way out as far away as Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including the free oil changes and tire rotation for life that you get with the plan. Now, clean trade-ins, want one? They got them. How about you want to sell your vehicle or find out what it's worth? They can do that, too, for you because they're commanding a great resale price, and they're worth anywhere from 20 to 30% more today than what they were several months ago, just the way things are going. Now, Moss Nissan is the home of whatever it takes. They want to be the best in the nation, and you can test drive the hottest SUV in the market right there, the Moss Nissan Rogue. So, don't forget, you serve, you save. Active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal on your vehicle. And you can check them out by going to one of their locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey. Nissan and Acura are located side by side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. You can check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to save you even more money. All right, back to Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and good morning again, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Cuba, C, Yankee, no. Remember those words?
Yeah, I do.
Well, now we've got them out there hollering, down with dictatorship, and we got them out there hollering and telling us that they want freedom, they want homeland and life, and they were doing live broadcasts on Facebook yesterday until Facebook got shut down there in Cuba.
Well, I think they can do it. I mean, I was very, very happy to see what was happening down there. Extremely happy. It's about time. The Castros have ruled with nothing but the weapon of fear and a little bit of thuggery. But the Cuban people can say this is enough, especially with the transition from the older Castro. So I keep going. As Saul Alinsky would say to the revolutionaries here in the United States, keep the pressure on. And keep it on until you get what you want. But make no mistake, this is something that they're going to have to do by themselves. Because with the Biden administration in control in Washington, they will get zero help.
Right.
Zero.
And this is all going on amidst the gasoline, electricity, vaccine shortages, food shortages down there in Cuba. The people are having to stand in line to get basic commodities that we think nothing about. They're lucky if they can find eggs, let alone bread, milk. These are things that just aren't happening on a regular basis. So I guess I'd be out there demonstrating too.
Yeah, well, we're getting on, 50, 60, 70 years of communist rule down there.
Yep.
Where things have been meted out, and they haven't been doing well economically. That's a given and understood around the world. That's why they pick up the crumbs that Russia and China want to give them, even Venezuela to a certain extent, which mm-hmm. is in no position to give anything. So, you know, this is when human beings say enough is enough and they cast off the chains of oppression. And make no mistake, the Castro brothers and their dispatched brethren in Che Guevara, or the murdering thugs that they were, deserve to be cast off like waste paper from the bottom of a shoe. They're horrible people. They never should have been in control down there, and the Cuban people deserve better.
Well, you're correct. And now it brings me to Afghanistan. There was a very disturbing video that showed up yesterday on one of the military websites, SOFRA, and I don't know where they got it, but it looks legitimate to me. Having seen it and watching what was going on, they were Afghan special forces that had given up to the Taliban. About 30 or 40 of them came out of where they were at with their weapons, turned them in. The Taliban commander was shaking their hands as they were going by and saying, just go over there, just go over there. We'll be with you in a minute, be with you in a minute. Got them all over there, gathered in one area, and then they took their own weapons and killed every one of them.
Yeah, they're going to be back in control. There's no question about it that our leaving the way that we did just let them know to come on right in. And when you look at Bagram Air Base, you see them taking a victory lap there with American stuff.
Yeah, look at the equipment we left behind here. My God.
Yeah. So for what they've had is a 20-year training session on how to fight the greatest military power on the face of the planet, and now they have better equipment. It was a horrible way to leave there with no plan for anything in the aftermath. Mm-hmm. And if you don't think that women are going to be oppressed, if you don't think that people that actually took up arms against the Taliban are going to be executed in mass when they come back, if you don't think that the government there is going to be even more oppressive and more draconian than they were during the days of Al-Qaeda being harbored there, then you haven't been paying attention to history, and quite frankly, you're an idiot.
Mm.
We've got a big problem over there now, and now they have the propaganda tool of saying, we beat Russia, and now we've beaten the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, the CNN legal analyst yesterday on TV was admitting that the Biden team now has some very complicated ethics problems.
Gee, you think? But I guess we could file that underneath the heading of even a blind squirrel can find a nut.
Yep.
I mean, a little bit of an ethics problem. They just take a look at their appointees, and they want to predicate this on Hunter Biden's paintings? No, their ethics problem comes with putting eco-terrorists in as the Bureau of Land Management chief, in putting dyed-in-the-wool Marxists in as the leader of the OBM. I mean, appointment after appointment after appointment is nothing but the furthest left radical that you can find. So, ethics problem? I'd say so.
Now, little Dr. Fauci is laying blame. Is laying blame as Biden's vaccination effort begins to stall on the politics of what he saw at the CPAC conference in Dallas, where there were no face masks being worn, very close proximity to people. He said, "This is horrible. This is terrible. The ramifications are going to be immense." Yeah, sure. We just had, 45,000, 50,000 people in Sarasota and more driving around that couldn't get in. No masks. You didn't see people wearing a bunch of masks there. Or, for that matter, Orlando the week before.
Theme parks are open. The country is open. They've been saying the country is open. Texas and Florida were open long before. There were no spikes. Little Dr. Fauci is an idiot. Mm-hmm. He is an opportunist. He is a charlatan. He should be fired immediately and never allowed to practice medicine again. And he's politicized. He didn't go after Biden's fireworks celebration.
Nope.
He didn't go after any of the protests that were happening in any of the cities for over a year. But he picks a conservative event to say that it's catastrophic.
Mm-hmm.
This guy makes me want to puke.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time we stop listening to him.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Surfside condo collapse death toll rose to 90 as the Israeli Defense Forces team departed and got a tremendous send-off when they left the area yesterday, as well they should have. They were an immense part of trying to do what they could to help us.
And you'll notice that they didn't come in here wanting notoriety and accolades upon their arrival. They came to help.
Yep. They came to help their brethren because those are Jewish people that were in that rubble.
Well, they came to help. In their minds, they came to help the United States.
Right.
And that's what an ally does, is they show up when you need them. Now, what happened when you look at it conversely, was Joe Biden there when Hamas was shooting rockets at Israel, or are you just stand by going, "Oh, that's pretty bad"?
Yeah. By the way, can you stick around for another segment?
You bet.
Okay, good, because when Frank comes back, we're going to talk about a little solution maybe to some of this political stuff that you keep hearing about out there. And we'll let you know what that is when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Take it away, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senators return to D.C. on Monday for their final 4 weeks of work before getting more time off. Some of the unfinished business, the infrastructure package. The bipartisan group that reached a framework with the White House before the 4th of July recess is still working on the bill. Of the 14 steps for a bill to become a law, the reconciliation bill hasn't even been drafted. Step 1. After delivering a scathing report on the current administration, President Trump at CPAC in Dallas, Texas over the weekend says the goal is to take back the White House.
We will take back the House. We will take back the Senate. And then, after witnessing all that has gone wrong in our country in such a short period of time, with our borders, with our economy, with crime, we will take back that glorious White House.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and I'll tell you what, Mr. Mark was on fire last night, Armed American Radio. Catch the podcast. You'll find out what I'm talking about. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Everglades Equipment Group. Now, nothing runs like a deer, a John Deere, that is. And, of course, Everglades Equipment Group is a dealer for John Deere equipment and tractors and all the different stuff that they have to offer. By the way, you got a garden? You want some potting soil? You want some stuff to go along with it? Want some fertilizer? Maybe you need some equipment to work in that garden? Maybe you need a rototiller. They got all of that. They got all of that. And a lot more, too. How about mowers? You need a push mower? How about a self-propelled mower, a hand mower? Got those. How about a riding mower? Got those. Maybe you got a big bunch of grass to cut, and you want a 50-inch, 60-inch deck there, a 5-foot cut on one of the lawn and garden tractors. They got those, too. And then again, they got the bigger equipment, everything all the way on up to loaders and backhoes and whatnot. But stop by. Check them out. Everglades Equipment Group, 4 stores within the sound of my voice here in the great state of Florida, with reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. If it breaks, it gets fixed. And, I mean, they are really good at fixing stuff. That's Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to be really happy with the end result. Okay. Frank Silvato from Underground USA is with us. Good morning again, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Now, I'm going to bring up something to you that you're already aware of. We were talking about during the break, and you and I, well, I have been a precinct committeeman along with my wife, and we did something, you know, we just got into it because we wanted to get involved and try to help because I was involved with the Swift Boat Vets at the time with the John Kerry debacle. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
So we got involved in the Republican Party down in Sarasota County, became a precinct committeeman, and the one thing about it was we had a huge turnout against John Kerry when in our precinct. It was 90% we had of the Republicans turn out to vote, which was unheard of because it just hadn't been done before. And I told everybody, I said, it wasn't me, it was my good-looking wife.
Yeah, well, you know, we've got faces for radio, Matt.
I know, because I was told, well, you got a radio show. Yeah, it wasn't that. It was a good-looking lady. But anyway, tell us about the precinct strategy, because you come from an area, Chicago, where they were doing everything but having dead people go to the polls and prop them up to vote.
Yeah, then in Cook County, I grew up in DuPage County, which during the day back in the 80s and most of the way through the 90s was a solidly red county, the sixth most Republican county in the country. And I was lucky enough to have a mother who was the executive director of the Republican Party. So that's where my boots at the ground knowledge comes from. I was integral in a lot of the things that had to happen there, from putting up signs to speech writing to everything else. You need to fill your precinct committee spots. Republicans have always had a little bit of an issue filling those spots because we work. We go to work during the day, and then we come home, and if you're a precinct committeeman and you're doing it correctly, it takes up the majority of the rest of your time in evenings and on weekends, if you're doing it right. But that's how you affect the agenda moving up. I don't know how many times you and I have said all politics is local.
Yep.
This is local politics. This is how you get to sit in on the central committee, influence the central committees, who then influence the state central committees, who then influence the agenda for the state, who then influence the agenda moving forward for the national. This is how you make a difference. Precinct committeemen are the people who are responsible for, to use a congressional term, whipping the electorate to show up at the polls. So if you have a good precinct committeeman, and we were talking about this off air with your efforts down in Tampa, we have a good precinct committeeman who's aggressively making sure voter turnout happens and making sure that there's no shenanigans at the polls.
Right.
You can have upwards of 80, 75, 80% voter turnout. With no instances of voter fraud happening, if you've recruited enough poll watchers and you have a clean election and you have an effective election where a majority of the voice is heard, whether it's for your candidate or not, you're doing your job of turning people out to the polls. This is how local politics makes change happen. So the fact that we've got problems with open Republican precinct seats in a lot of places,
yeah,
and quite honestly, in my own county, I've got an issue with a local Republican Party here in the county. I can't find them, you know, which were solidly red, but I still can't find them. That's not a good messaging apparatus. You know, you want to make the change, make it at this level, dedicate yourself. This is how you make long-term change, is to get involved at this level.
Yeah, and the thing of it is we heard that there were 400,000 Republican executive committee people across the country, and only 200,000 of them currently have been seated. So there's an availability of some 200,000. That being said, it's a great opportunity for the MAGA people to get involved to control the agenda and boot some of these rhinos the hell out of the Republican Party.
And along with that, I'm going to say something cautionary about these numbers. Make no mistake. The people on the radical left are nefarious enough to pose as someone who believes I'm a Republican, and I know there's an open spot for a precinct committeeman, and I'd love to do this. This is how you get infiltrated in your county. I talked about my county, DuPage County, Illinois, being solidly red back in the 80s and into the 90s. Right now it's purple, because that's exactly what Cook County Democrats did. They came in posing as Republicans and now have taken over some of the most affluent neighborhoods in DuPage County with their apparatuses. And now DuPage County exists as something that's got Democrats on the county board, which was unheard of back in the 80s. That's how they infiltrate and change. So you want to safeguard the Republican Party from the rhinos and the radical left? Fill these spots before they find a way to weasel in.
Yeah, make sure you vet the candidate or whoever's coming in. Right?
Absolutely. You make sure who you know who you're voting for. Do not go blindly to the polls on these things.
Hmm. By the way, the Pennsylvania Department of State has told their counties not to allow outside access to the voting systems.
Well, right there shows you how anti-constitution the executive branch of the Pennsylvania state government is. It's not their purview. And it's time for the legislature in Pennsylvania to claw back that power, never giving it to them again. The Constitution says point blank that these things are vested in the legislatures of the state, not in the executives of the state, for exactly this purpose. What the executive branch is doing in Pennsylvania is political opportunistic.
Mm-hmm.
They are doing this for political purposes and gerrymandering the public will. That's why the legislature has to pass legislation right now by a veto-proof margin that claws all electoral processes back from the executive branch, mm-hmm. and put in a caveat that the issue will not be readdressed for 500 years.
Let me ask you what you think about this one. Judicial Watch, who's famous for suing for Freedom of Information Acts, has sued the FBI for records on the alleged transfer of bank financial data of every person in the Washington, D.C. area on January the 6th.
Yeah, they're looking at credit cards to see who was there. If you used your credit card or you made a cell phone call, and you weren't even anywhere near these protests, let's say you were there for business, staying at the Willard. Or at Trump's place.
Or out on the Beltway.
And you didn't even see the protest or even hear about it. Your records were accessed because they are touching mm-hmm. everyone who was in D.C. on January 6th. That's a violation of the Fourth Amendment.
Mm-hmm. And this satellite officer opening here in Tampa is because they know that there were a bunch of people from the Tampa area that were up there that they can't identify.
You know what? Their justification for opening satellite offices is not founded in anything. The mission charter for the U.S. Capitol Police is bound to the district itself, primarily just the Capitol grounds. It goes into a couple of the districts in the north and the northeast of the Capitol because of the offices mm-hmm. there, but their purview does not go countrywide. So this is an attempt at establishing a national police force, and
yep.
it must be stopped.
Yep, somebody needs to challenge him real quick. All right, Frank, great segment. Appreciate it. Talk to you on Friday, my friend. All right, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. You just heard what the general consensus is. This is the beginnings of a national police department being founded and set out by Nancy Pelosi.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
From Brooke Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, that's the Little Brookshire, and the Little Brookshire will be on the radio show tomorrow in the 5:30 hour. Want to catch her, Brooke Talks America? I'm sure it's going to be a stimulating conversation. And joining us right now from the Sports Zone, we've got Patrick Hyland, and good morning to you, Mr. Patrick.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Wonderful weekend in sports. Kurt Busch wins the Battle of the Brothers there at the NASCAR Cup race in Atlanta. Friends up there in Atlanta, I'm sure, had a great time attending that race. And congratulations to Kurt Busch. And it would be a good one. We talked about it Friday. And he came through. I thought he had a good shot at it. So good for him. Very happy for him. Yesterday in golf, Lucas Glover shot 19 under for the whole tournament, Captain, to win it there in good old Wisconsin. Ryan Moore, Kevin Na came in second at 17, and Adam Scott came in fourth at 16 under. And that pretty much wrapped it up there. Now, Kevin Na is not going to go over to Tokyo to play in the Olympics. He just said the travel and the time and the British Open, pardon me. He's not going to be able to make that. But it should be interesting. Djokovic wins Wimbledon and ties Federer in the Alpha Grand Slam record, and he will be heading over to the Olympics. So trying to get the Grand Slam calendar, Captain. He's won all the big tournaments in tennis, Wimbledon, French, U.S. Open, Australian, all within a calendar year. Pretty impressive. Reminds me of when Tiger won all the big tournaments in a calendar year, the British Open, the Masters, U.S. Open, and the PGA. So very cool, and congratulations to him. Also, we talked about on the sports show yesterday, 11 to 12 on this great station. Italy defeats England in the Euro 2020 final. Some great soccer over there. A lot of people are into that. That's one of the most popular sports worldwide, Captain. You know, it's not as popular here in the US of A as you would hope and think, but it is what it is. And then also, how about today, Captain, in Tampa Bay? Going to have the boat parade with the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah. I hear they could have 1,000 boats.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be surprised. Better be real careful out there and don't do anything stupid. Or as you were talking before we came on the air, let's not throw that 35-pound Stanley Cup trophy. It's a little more difficult than throwing the Vince Lombardi 7-pound trophy. So we shall see. They had a cool picture yesterday, Captain Kucherov, having the Stanley Cup and the Vince Lombardi trophy in his lap as he was riding around in his boat. So, very cool. Got to give him credit for that. So,
by the way, how about Tom Brady winning the ESPYs Athlete of the Year?
Yeah. The guy, you know, 43 years of age now, is still doing it. Never take your hat off to the man. He's done a heck of a job. So, give him full credit. So,
And I hear the Washington football team is finally going to reveal their new name sometime in 2022.
Maybe.
Means they don't have the name yet.
We talk about this all the time, Captain. We're more worried about PC than taking care of the major issues in this great country of ours, and it needs to wake up. For the basketball fans out there, the Bucks did win last night over the Suns. Now it's 2-1, trying to make it a series. You shall see if that can.
By the way, that was their first win in the NBA Finals since 1974.
That's it, with Lou Alcindor or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So for a lot of people out there, he came from UCLA and then changed his name and he was playing for the Bucks. Everybody remembers him with the LA Lakers, but he played for the Milwaukee Bucks back in the day. So
what's up with the basketball team, the Olympic basketball team? They lost to Nigeria in an exhibition game?
Yeah, they didn't show up. They just went through the motions.
It was only 3 points, I realize, but still.
No, you're right. No question about it, Captain. We better wake up and get it together. For the people in Florida who love basketball and the Orlando Magic, they're reaching a deal with Coach Mosley to be their next head coach. So congratulations to him. And Tour de France for all bicycle enthusiasts out there. Cus becomes the first American to win the Tour de France stage in 10 years, Captain. So shout out to him and congratulations. Nice to see. He's a Colorado native. So he's used to riding up and down the mountains, to say the least. You know, I believe that got him in the best shape of his life, too.
By the way, we got an update on an athlete, Conor McGregor, who underwent successful surgery on his leg and shared an update on his status a day after suffering this gruesome injury he had at the UFC 264 against Dustin Poulter, where he broke his leg and the compound fracture was terrible.
Yeah, it was. It was a gruesome injury, to say the least. You know, he fought Mayweather a couple of years ago in a boxing match and then got back in the MMA here. He talks a lot of, smack, as they call it, and the guy was ready for him and really took it out on him.
Well, you know, Sylvester Stallone says that McGregor should just take the payday and retire.
Yeah, absolutely. He's 100% right. Sly's 100% right on that. And then also, Captain, we do have the Home Run Derby tonight in the Major League All-Star Game.
Yeah.
And then, then obviously the game
is Zanino tomorrow. Is Zanino in that for the race? Do you know?
I'm sorry, say that one more time, sir.
Is Zanito in that, the catcher for the Rays with his 19 home runs?
I think he is going to participate, but they're still seeing who is or isn't right now because they're all flying out there and there's still discussions going on. So we'll see what happens. It should be exciting. They had the futures game last night. That was very interesting. And hopefully everything will be safe and sound there at Coors Field, Captain. Hopefully they got it.
Do we dare talk about the Houston Astros beating the New York Yankees 8-7 with a walk-off with the little Mr. Devalve, what's his name?
Altuve,
Altuve.
No, the Yankees just are hurting. You know, he was caught up in all that nonsense in Houston with sort of stealing the signs and banging on the garbage can to tell you if it was a fastball or a curve. And I don't know if those guys are ever going to live that down, but we shall see. But Houston's playing very well this year. Yankees aren't. The Rays seem to have gotten out of their slump a little bit, so we'll see if that can continue. And AL East baseball is going to be very interesting this year, to say the least, Captain.
Time for you to say see you, and will we see you on Tuesday?
I'm hoping to see you tomorrow, Captain, at Mission Barbecue. Unless I have an appointment, I'll plan on seeing you around 11:30. You take care, and God bless everybody.
All righty. Patrick Hyland, everybody, the Sports Zone quarterback. And, again, his show can be heard Sundays here on this channel, my home flagship station right here. And in the meantime, this is what Patrick Hyland does. That's what he used to do. Okay, let me see. Let me get this going here.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
You know, you got to check out my buddies down there in Sarasota, Dominique's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All their blind sheets and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And don't forget that unlike the big box stores, Dominique's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Just stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. And don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominique's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. And tell them the Captain sent you to save even more money. And you might get some free donuts in the back room if you behave yourself and say, hey, I hear that there's donuts here. All right, they'll get a kick out of that when you say it, whether they have them or not. Okie dokie, a busy Monday morning. Busy Monday morning. Good luck to the Tampa Bay Lightning today with their parade. Please don't throw the Stanley Cup. We don't want to have to have somebody pick it up off the bottom of the river. Good Lord. All right. Have yourself a great day, everybody. We'll see you tonight on the Radio, right? Yeah.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.